them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so bad, you gotta paddle in. Gotta rough, rough, roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday records on the RBO. Send this to Pop Tout on the realest field. That best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the entourage travel too. Cause I flip, flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and vibing.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are.
Welcome, 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 listeners. This is the lovely, forever the realest. Yet again, this is another Mayhem Monday in cyberspace with your girl. You know what I'm saying? Forever Hot Topics. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., that's when it goes down on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Yes. It is so much in store for tonight. This is just one of the best nights ever because I have to show respect and recognition to all the female artists from the past to beyond. You know what I'm saying? Because in the hip-hop game, as we do know it, the women are very limited, you know what I'm saying? And the question is, why? Why? And when I was doing my research tonight, it was really interesting because I found out about so much stuff about female artists all from all over that I had no clue about. And not only that, you know, I am a female artist myself, you know, I do my rap thing, and I feel like I do it well. However, there are a lot of trials and tribulations in the rap game that I'm sure everyone faces, men and women at the same time, but women, it seems like it's a little bit more harder for us for many, many reasons. So later on in the show, I will be touching on some of those reasons. I'm going to be talking to some female artists who are up and coming. But for the most part, what I want to do on this show is shine a light, of course, and remember and keep in mind the female MCs who paved the way for us throughout history. You know what I'm saying? You have Yo-Yo, Roxanne Shanté, MC Light, and beyond. Like, you know, so tonight is a very, very exciting night. I'm excited. I hope you are too, you know. And for my show, like, I like to have a lot of information. I like to give a lot of information, a lot of knowledge based on the business, you know, the music business, the entertainment business, period. You know what I'm saying? So tonight, I'm so excited. So the topic is female rap artists. Where are they? That will be the topic for tonight. So, of course, like always, I always have to, you know, give it up for Tupac. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. So I'm going to start the night off for, you know, my regulars, the one who knows what's up on Forever Hot Topics. That's how it must go down. You know what I'm saying? I got to start off with my boy, Tupac. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play a little something. You know, so go ahead and turn it up because it's about to go down right now on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. It's definitely mayhem right now, folks. And it's going down. So stay tuned. If you have any comments, any views, anything that you want to share based on the topic, go ahead and call 310-861-2317. Talk to your girl forever, the realest. You know what I'm saying? All right, so here we go. About to start it off fresh. About to start it off real with my nizzle bizzle. Tupac. Turn it up.
Go! Beach in the house. Yeah. Oaktown. Oakland definitely in the house. Frisco. Yeah. Frisco. And you know LA up in this. Pasadena. Where you at? Yeah. Inglewood. Inglewood always up to no good. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Sacramento. Sacramento. Where you at?
Hey, little mama.
Hey.
What's your name?
Thug Miss.
Oh, is that right? You know what I'm saying? Your boys want to holler at you for a minute, you know? I see you stunning your true religion, your Dolce & Gabbana
glasses. That's right. That's just how I get down.
Shopping at the Beverly Center and all that.
Right.
I'm looking for a girl just like...
Stop the bullshit, got no time to fall in love with a dick. I'm all about paper that stack real quick. Diamond belts on my hip, stubborn little mama, I ain't giving no lip. I tell a nigga zip, but just enough to be pleased with his deeds and his dollars up. Cutie pie named Isaac, met him at the right track. Now we swing in the sack, bringing tips right back. At a quarter to 12 a.m., Kasuli gotta style my nails. You know I gotta stay dressed to impress. Baby fat jeans with the ice roll lead necklace. Got the fellas on stuck when they look at my chest. Bitches hoping I'm a nigga pulling next to the lake. Window tinted bumping game in the turning lane. I be that girl Thug Miss, bound to change the game. What? Isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell nah, nigga, give me the money. Hey, now, I like your style, damn, you look good, I'm focused now, design cut lined out the image of a maze, gave good direction, maze, led between my legs, thought I was getting dick, only got licked, and cutie didn't even spit, swallowed all of it, job well done, gave a light breath, and I said, look, it's almost on, send them straight for the sun, look. I put it like this, I provide the clitoris, nigga, you need this, I could be nice or I could be selfish, my matter overflow could get your thoughts in a twist, I could simp, act like my feelings all in, tell you what you want to hear to lose the money clip, Lamborghini doors pulled up on the bent, doing what you can in a pinch to get the booty bent, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. What isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell no, nigga, give me the money. Clean cut, brother, looking real jazzy, said he'd do anything, he had to have me, he was old enough to be my damn daddy, so I called him daddy, and he tricked out my Chevy, 20-inch fenders with the chromed out fenders, Tinker Bell, Terry TVs, no antennas, 60 miles dipping down Crenshaw Boulevard, varieties of cute faces, lost in advertised cars, what, do your thing, nigga, do your thing, rep a car club or fit the gang bang, profit from this thing, or gang from dope slang, go hard on a bitch, we'll flip the same game, pussy is power like money and cocaine, got the potency to make a man wanna profit, he changes his personality, the power of pussy, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, What isn't this funny? How I could use this dummy? Thinking I love you? Hell no, nigga, give me the money. Nigga, give me the money. Give me the money. Black, white, nigga, give me the money. Poe, rich, what? Give me the money. Shit. Nigga, give me the money. Thugness, what? Nigga, give me the money. Demanding it, what? Give me the money. Nigga, give me the money.
Nigga, give me the money, and you better know it.
Yes, folks, of course, that was moi, your girl, Forever the Realest, with the hit single, Gimme the Money. You know what I'm saying? You can check out some more of my songs on Reverb Nation, Facebook, you know, the whole shebang. So go ahead and look up your girl, Forever the Realest, F-A-E-V-E-R, space, the Realest. IST at the end, no space. Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? So, the topic of tonight is female rappers. Where are they? It's really interesting to me because when I did my research tonight, I noticed that, I mean, you could count the females that have came out, you know, like with hit records, hit singles, you know what I'm saying? You can literally count them down there on two hands and 2 feet, like type shit. And it's very unfortunate, like, because there are so many women out here who have an opinion, who have things to say, who got that, you know, that strong mentality and that strong voice to be heard, opinions that can change people's lives, you know what I'm saying? So I found this show to be very important, and more so, of course, because I am a female artist and a female rap artist, and I meet and greet with a lot of other females who are, you know, out here doing a dang thing. And so I just really wanted to do something for us tonight on Forever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going down right now. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. So the first female rap artist, because your girl right here, see, I ain't playing right now. It's no joke time. And if anybody out there want to take notes, go ahead and get your pens out, you know, get your paper out and go ahead and take note. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to shine a light on a lot of female MCs, and I'm going to shine a light on just everything, everything that's dealing with, you know, us. You feel me? I'm going to go, of course, from the past to beyond, you know what I'm saying? Because these are women who paved the way for women like me, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to take the opportunity, since I can, to shine a light on these ladies, these influential ladies that went through what they had to go through to get to where they wanted to be and succeeded, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely got to salute these women. So the first artist, female rap artist, that I would like to shine a light on is the most notable West Coast female MC. Yes, folks, that is Yo Girl, My Girl, Yo-Yo. Don't play with my yo-yo. And you better believe it. You know what I'm saying? She came out like around 1991, and a very legendary woman. You know, I had a wonderful opportunity to meet her at a red carpet event. It was the, what was it, Big Mama's House 2 red carpet event. I had the pleasure to meet her, and also, you know, like, I guess like a year or so back, I was also able to meet her sister, Dawn, when I met up with Trey. So, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to have that opportunity to be around people, you know, with that title and who has done things that, you know, I'm striving for to do right now. You know what I'm saying? So her album came out, Make Way for the Motherlode, like around 1991. And, you know, she just did her thing from there, you know what I'm saying? So she is definitely one of the best female MCs in history, you know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm going to take the moment, and I'm going to play Can't Play With My Yo-Yo by Yo-Yo featuring Ice Cube. So go ahead and turn it up, because it's going down right now on Forever Hot Topics. Let's do it.
Yo, Jinx, man, we got to find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, Richie. Yo, yo, but I'm about to be played like I was made by myself. But this yo, yo, was made by woman. I'm on
I'm a yo-yo.
About yes, yes, that's yo yo. Don't play with my yo yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo yo first appeared as a guest on Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted album in 1990. And to return the favor, he appeared on You Can't Play With My Yo Yo, which was on Yo Yo's 1991 debut album, Make Way for the Motherlode. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, indeed, yes, indeed, definitely paved the way for women such as myself. You know what I'm saying? Much of her music was like advocated female empowerment. You know what I'm saying? She was like, look, all right, we doing this. We doing it, like, I don't want to say even better, but, I mean, she accomplished that most definitely, because Yo-Yo is definitely, you know, especially at that time, you know, was just off the chain lyrically when, you know, she was out and about, like, with, you know, Cube and everything, doing her thing. And I also hear that she's, you know, working on some stuff behind the scenes, doing her stuff now, with the whole music and other things. She also stepped out of that, and I talked about this a lot on my show, how it's good to have more than just one profession. You know, have your hand in different things. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's just good for you. You feel me? So she also appeared in movies like, you know, Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, and she also was one of my favorites on Martin Lawrence's show, his sitcom. She played the character Key Lolo, and she was excellent. So, yes, people definitely had to shine a light on the legendary Yo-Yo, Yolanda Whittaker. I hope I said your last name right. But, yes, indeed. So, yes, folks, keep these women in mind because they do play a major role in the hip-hop world. I'm sure you all know that. But I love the fact that I am able to do this show tonight. I'm so excited. So I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to move on to the next female rap artist that I would like to talk about tonight. And that is the great Queen Latifah, U-N-I-T-Y. Yes, Queen Latifah. Man, Queen Latifah, she was like, Queen Latifah was on another level. She was like on a, like, knowledge is power type of movement back in her time. You know what I'm saying? Back in, like, probably around 1989, like, damn, like, your girl was, like, 4 years old type stuff. But back in, like, 1989, you know, the 1990s way, Queen Latifah releases her debut album, All Hail to the Queen. And she had, like, this, you know, African mama, like, you know, image going on and cracking, you know what I'm saying? And she was talking that real talk. And, of course, she also branched into other things. So right now I'm going to take this moment to play Queen Latifah, Unity. Yes, folks. I'm taking you back into time right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I have to. I feel like it's my duty. You know what I'm saying? For real, no. Especially with the stuff that I've been going through, trying to do this career, trying to become a West Coast female rap legend. You know what I'm saying? This show is very important to me. So right now, I'm going to take the time to play Queen Latifah, Unity. So go ahead and turn it up, because it's going down on Forever Hot Topics.
Brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring rap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down the block. I had my cut off shorts on right because it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching a rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling a
bitch?
Yeah,
you ain't a bitch.
You and Latifah, that's what I'm talking about. Queen Latifah was no joke, man. I'm telling you. And it's so interesting to me because, of course, when she first came out, I was a little youngster. Now that I'm older and, you know, more experienced and been through things, of course, like, I love this song. This song is real deep on some real talk. Like, what I like about, you know, what Yo-Yo and Queen Latifah both have in common is both, you know, female empowerment, women empowerment, especially us black women, you know what I'm saying? I wonder, you know, why is it such a struggle? But what I love more so is how there are women out there that's willing to fight, that's like, look, you got me messed up, you got the game twisted, you know what I'm saying? This is how it's really going to go down when you up in my world, you know what I'm saying? So I really respect these women. I got a lot of love for these women. You know, they were about, like, look, they was on that just real talk. You know what I'm saying? From a woman perspective, you know, these ladies started the fight. They started to let these dudes know, like, look, don't disrespect me. Like, it's all about respect. You know what I'm saying? I can do just as much as you can and better. Like, that type of just gutter. You know what I'm saying? And I'm loving it. I'm loving you. You know what I'm saying? So Queen Latifah, Donna Owens. Of course, you guys know her by Queen Latifah. she's known to be a singer, rapper, and actress. And her work in music, film, and television has earned her a Golden Globe Award, 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards, 2 Image Awards, a Grammy Award, 6 additional Grammy nominations, an Emmy Award nomination, and an Academy Award nomination. Much success. You know what I'm saying? These are people that is very interesting to look at how they got to where they got, you know. What did they have to do? What was their mentality like? How much work did they put in? Who was the people that they met? How did they do it? Like, it's just very interesting to me, you know what I'm saying? And Queen Latifah was from East Orange, New Jersey, you know, doing her thing like that. She started off beatboxing for the hip-hop group. Well, actually, she started beatboxing for the hip-hop group Ladies Fresh and was one of the members of the original version of the Flavor Unit, which at the time was a crew of MCs grouped around the producer, DJ Mark, the 45 King, who made a demo recording of Queen Latifah's Rap Princess of the Posse. You know what I'm saying? So her dealing with him, you know, helped her along the way, like around 1989 to 2012 when she was signed with Tommy Boy Records. She came out with All Hail to the Queen in 1989 and released her 4th hip-hop album, Order in the Court, which is released by Motown Records. Dang, Queen Latifah is no joke. You know what I'm saying? So after her experience with Order in the Court, she went on to singing soul music and, you know, expressing her inner, you know, desires as far as through soul and jazz and et cetera, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said before, she went into doing her little acting thing from, of course, 2008 to the present, you know what I'm saying? She has played in a lot of movies, and she's also had a starring role in the sitcom Living Single that came out in 1993. And it had a very long airplay, you know what I'm saying? Very, you know, and she also played in, you know, of course, House Party 2, Juice, Jungle Fever, and, you know, all that. And that's just from the past. And Queen Latifah is doing her thing in the present, of course. You know what I'm saying? You see her on CoverGirl, and she's playing in a lot of movies that's been released in the late 2000s. So, yes, much love
And, you know, much shout out to the Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just what it is. And at this moment in time, I'm going to go to a music break. And I want to play a nice single. I love it, by my girl Sky Star. You know what I'm saying? Sky Star is an upcoming female rap artist. You know, she's doing her thing and she's doing it very well. We're working on a project together. I'm very excited about that. And, of course, during the show, I have to show recognition to the upcoming female artist that's doing a damn thing. And Sky Star is definitely one of those ladies. So you can check her out on Facebook. She got videos on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and much more. So this is my girl, Sky Star. Love is a flower. Turn it up.
SNG Productions. Boots Roth, Child Flaws, Child, you dig? And I done came back to bless you, cause I make the haters hate hard.
Gaze on my window, see the roses are sharing. Help me through the storm, cause I will know what else care. Pouring rain on them, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. Gaze on my window, see the roses are sharing. Help me through the storm, cause I will know what else care. Pouring rain on them, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. The love I have for him is planted in me like a seed. A little water in with love is all I really need. He sprinkled me like rain, and then the sunshine. He left to see his little flower, see it in his eyes. God, I'm thankful to the fact that he's all mine. Deeply rooted, feel the stem is so strong. And get polluted when I pull and mix it in the air. He be seen in the aroma of my sweet songs. His aroma trigger all my intimate desires. Trying to control my senses, but y'all don't understand. I be earning my man while I love my man. Something you young girls may never understand. Gaze on my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm, so I will know what else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. Gaze on my window, see the roses are sharing. Help me through the storm, so I will know what else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. The love I have for him would not wither away. From the bad to the good, it may get out of LA. I'm holding on while my hair bleeds on them thorns. From the lying and the cheating and the past he done. I plant on my knees, fertilize seeds. Hope for something beautiful to happen while I grieve. No, he didn't mean it. I'm the one he loves. He say I'm special, feather like a pretty flower. If he didn't love me, girl, I know he wouldn't bother. They make me love him so much more, make our love grow. I had to learn that a man is gonna be a man. That's one thing I had to earn and understand. Gaze on my window, see the roses sharing. Help me through the storm, so I will know one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. Gaze on my window, see the roses sharing. Show me through the storm, so I will know one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. Purple petunias on the wall, Georgia O'Keefe. Every time he picks a petal, say he loves me. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. He said he never ever placed no one above me. I love so beautiful, like a field of flowers. Pretty flowers bringing pleasure, easing up the pain. Gaze on my window, see the roses are sharing. Help me through the storm, so I will know one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena. Gaze on my window, see the roses are sharing. Help me through the storm, so I will know one else care. Pouring rain on him, remind me of my tears. Hold on to him, Mary Magdalena.
I got a way of making the haters hate. But you got to keep on stepping up your game, Jack.
I will.
And I might have to put my rubber boots on. Cause it's getting ready to get muddy.
I know it is.
But you asked for it.
I know. Jack.
Yes, indeed, folks. Yes, indeed. That was the Sky Star with Love is a flower. So, yes, check out your girl. Your girl is mighty, mighty hot. I'm going to move on right now to Miss Roxanne Shante, known to be one of the first ladies to smash the rap game. You know what I'm saying? Roxanne Shante. You know what I'm saying? She comes out with a song called Roxanne. The song causes hundreds of people to write response to songs. You know, she is the one who came out with the Roxanne. She was a very young woman at the time. It stirred up a lot of attention, you know what I'm saying, to where she came out with another song, Roxanne's Revenge. People want to talk and write, you know, do that dumb stuff, you know what I'm saying? But what I like about her is she stepped the game with the whole battling. Battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? She believes something. Somebody else believes something. They voice their views on the track. You know what I'm saying? Who comes off, the way they come off, it's how they come off. It's all about, I call it creative debate, because it is a debate. Sometimes they get heated. Sometimes they stay, you know, light. There has been many, many beefs in the game, you know what I'm saying? But Roxanne Shante is one of the first females who really got it cracking. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bless you guys with Miss Roxanne Shante, Roxanne's Revenge. So go ahead and turn it up, because it's definitely going down right now on Forever Hot Topics. So turn it up, folks. Let's get it.
And explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away, I didn't give him no rap. But then he got real mad and he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fired. He wears a Kango and that is true. But he ain't got no money and he ain't got no loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a begging. And all the other girls that he's always trying to leg in. Every time that I see him, he says I'm fine. But compared to me, they're weak compared to mine. And every time that I know that I am saying something fresher, in any category, I'm considered the best. And every time that I say it, there ain't nothing left. And everybody knows I will win the contest. Then after that, came an educated rapper. His fingers start to snapper and my hands start to clapper. Every time that I see her, everything he say, he rock her to the beat and he come up this way. He said, oh, yeah, you know your mother, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, I'm saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fine MC. Don't never have to bite, we're always right. I have the freshest rhymes that I do recite. And after that, and you know it's true. But let me tell you something else about the doctor too. He ain't really cute and he ain't great. He don't even know how to operate. He came up to me with some crabbish rap. But let me tell you something, don't you know it was whack? So when he came up to me, I told him to step back. He said, you call yourself an MC? I said, this is true. He said, explain to me really what MCs must do. I said, listen very close, because I don't say this every day. My name is Roxanne, and they call me Shante. But every time that I say a rhyme, a diss, a like a diss, it is something your MC can't miss. So Kango, if you think it's cute, you think it's all right. That's why you said it in a language so you wouldn't have to bite. You started talking pig Latin, didn't make no sense. You thought you was cute, yeah, you thought you was a prince. You're walking down a block, you're the one you're gonna clock, and everybody knows that you're all on my yacht. I'm just a devastating, always rocking, always have the flag a clock, and everybody knows it's me, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Everyone knows I am pressure, any category wrestler. Every time I start to write, everyone is to divide. Every time I do it, yeah, you know it is a mirror. Rocking on a beat, as you can see. So the UTFO crew, you know what you can do. Let me tell you one for me, and then I'll tell you one for you. Every time you say a rhyme, I'm just a like a this. It ain't nothing that I don't wanna miss. And if you dig it right and I'm biting your beat, well then you just better know and listen to me. Because my name is Roxanna and I came to say, I rock it to the beat and I do it this way. I'm conceited, never beaten, never heard of defeated. I rock it to the beat and you know it is a Mia, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. And if you wanna play a little game for me, let me show you what you can do, baby. Cause with a twist of my teeth and a twist of my wrist, I have all the guys dropping down like this. Yeah, I am fly, that I must admit, but everybody knows I don't go for it. So if you're trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine, you need to cut it out cause it's all in your mind. Trying to be like me, yeah, it is very hard. You think you are God, but you do eat Lord. Trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine. Don't you know you wish you could be my guy so I could take you home, make you relax. And everybody knows that you're out there trying to tax. Like corn on the cob, you're always trying to rob. You need to be out there looking for a job. Yeah, you're trying to be and talk about Roxanne. But let me let you know, you're not a real man. Cause the Roxanne needs a man, and yes, someone fresh who always dress. Someone, yeah, who will never fess. And then I'll say, yeah, forget the rest. You gotta be cute and you're trying to be fly. But all you wanna be is Roxanne's guy. Because I turned you down without a frown. Embarrassed you in front of your friends, made you look like a clown. And all you do is get real mad. And you talk about me and make me look bad. And everybody knows how the story goes. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts or suppose. No coke up your nose, no dope in your veins. And then it won't cause no kind of pain. But yet and still, you're trying to be fly. I asked you a question, I wanna know why. Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-X-A-N-N-E.
Man, oh man, are we flying back into time with your girl Roxanne Shantae. Y'all better know about it. That was Shantae's revenge, you know what I'm saying? Man, she was 14 years old, just hot as hell, you know what I'm saying? And she was known as the first lady of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? She was later the only female member of the popular Juice crew, which included Big Daddy Kane and Biz Markie. Man, that girl had a lot to say that I really, really, really agree with. And, you know, 1984, man, that was before my time. You know what I'm saying? Your girl wasn't even in the world yet, you know? And it's interesting to me how nothing changed. My mama always told me there's nothing new under the sun. And everything she was talking about, man, oh, man, I can definitely, definitely agree. You dig? So, yes, folks, that was Roxanne Shantae. Man, career began at the age of 14. Major legendary female MC. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she was born and raised in Queensbrook Projects of Queens, New York City. You know what I'm saying? So that was the song that she first gained, like, the most attention from, the whole Roxanne Wars. You know, that brought up a lot of beef in the women world of hip-hop. And she did her thing, you know what I'm saying? And she did it very, very well. So I'm going to move on right now to pioneering female lyricist MC Lyte, who came out in 1988. MC Lyte. She came out with her debut album, Light as a Rock. You know what I'm saying? I like MC Lyte. She reminded me of a businesswoman that didn't play no motherfucking game. She was like a boss who had killers behind her, like type shit. You know, she just, her swag was the business. You know what I'm saying? Back in that time, you know? So I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to play some MC Light, you know, because we doing this right now, and I'm loving it. I'm enjoying myself. And I hope that you guys out there who are listening is doing the same. You know what I'm saying? Take note of the essence of, you know, the female rap artist. You feel me? Just know that, man, ladies be bringing it. And ladies have a lot to say. Ladies have a powerful voice. And ladies need to be respected. And that's just straight up. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm going to play MC Light. Keep on, keeping on. So turn it up.
That's when you had enough of.
Yeah.
Can I get hot when you hit the jackpot? Surely I can if you the man. I get loose and produce large amounts of juice. Can you get used to that or do you need a boost of energy to enter me and get it on? You're getting warm. I can feel you getting closer. Now, baby, down this mimosa. You better believe it's time to give a toast to the woman of the decade. Too bad to be played. Get vexed and I'm bound to throw shade all over your body. Who's your body, I can rock a party like nobody. Leaving time and take home the loot. Choosy about who I let knock my boot. Now let me take sight to your love and the light. Life ain't all that unless you're doing it right.
Come on. Keep on,
you wish you was in his shoes. I found me a new this year that knows how to handle this here. Now I look forward to going home at night. Brother does me right under the candlelight. Wax upon my back, can I handle all of that? Yes, I can, why not? If I wanna, yes, I can. More honey than a bumblebee hop. Pulling 69 ways out my orchid. Sweet like liquor, sugar for my booger. Juicy like high C or an IC. I got to make your write a bad check. Cause like I said, I ain't afraid of the sweat. Beat on my drum if you feel the need to. As I proceed to open up and feed you. I got a long wind to put you where you wanna be. Been out here and I get rid of all company. Get put on probation. Those that didn't perform well, they get no answer when they ring a ring of my bell. You're playing with my time, trying to jerk me. Hurt me, then desert me. You better work me while you got the opportunity to be in the midst of the L-Y-T-E. Only the strong survive, only the wise excel. Once dead, why am I born in hell? Only the lonely die slowly. Left all alone, try to control me. Easy does it, never ask how was it. Never speak my info up my sheets in the street. Cause that ain't cool, and that ain't cute. To talk about who knocked the boot on the video shoot. But it's all good though, you gotta get it when you want it. Fight your prey, make your move and hop up on it. It's natural, never be ashamed. The fame, get the name and kick the game.
Keep on,
Come on.
keep on, keeping on. That's right, people. MC Light. Yes, indeed. Man, her first album, Light as a Rock, was released in September 1988 and was noted for the hit Paper Thin, which, folks, was a battle rap. I'm telling you, man, people don't play. These ladies don't play. You know what I'm saying? So she did that in response to another artist who's associated with Antoinette, or Antoinette, I think I said it right, Herbie Azor. If I'm not saying these names right, it's right to me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, so she did her little battling thing too, you know what I'm saying? And she also ventured out because, you know, if I do a whole bio on these ladies, it will only be probably two artists that I will get through on this show. So your girl is definitely keeping it simple and nice. You feel me? So besides her rap career, she also, of course, found herself in the acting light. You know, she has been featured on television as herself on such shows as MTV Unplugged and Living Color, Moesha, New York Undercover, My Wife and Kids. You know what I'm saying? She's just been doing her thing. Her first acting role was in 1991, which was a Broadway theater play, Club 12, you know what I'm saying, alongside many wonderful artists such as Wyclef and Lauryn Hill and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So MC Light is a major, major, of course, legendary female rap artist. You know, she was born and raised, of course, on the East Coast, doing her little her thing out there. You know, she was raised, of course, in Brooklyn, and she started rapping at the age 12. At the age 12, and I'm gonna say when I started rapping, I was like around 12, 13, you know what I'm saying? So that's the time when you see things, you have your own opinion, you know, things make sense to you the way they do, and you want to voice your opinion in the best way you can as a youngster, and then it just grows as you get older, you know? So MC Light is definitely one to remember. Yes, indeed, folks. So keep that in mind. At this moment, right now, on Forever Hot Topics, I have to take a deep breath on this one because your girl, the Lady of Rage, man, definitely took gangsta rap to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? A definite West Coast female legend in the rap game. I had a birthday like 2 years ago, 1 year ago, I don't know. Thanks to Rick Hard and Bismos, you know, I've been working with them for a long time, doing these shows all around, and much love to Rick Hard and Bismos because they give a lot of upcoming artists wonderful, wonderful opportunities to show themselves and to be the real artist that they say they are. That's all it takes sometimes is opportunity, and Rick Hard and Dismos do that the most. But one event that I went to on my birthday was like the best birthday ever. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt, Daz, I mean, everybody was there. Your girl was just all around them. And I had the honor, you know, to meet the Lady of Rage. I love being around these women that have been in the rap game. You know, it just does something to me, you know, because I'm upcoming, and being around these women who actually accomplished what they wanted to accomplish is wonderful. You know, I'm loving it. So, yes, I had the opportunity to meet her. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. You know what I'm saying? So, right now, of course, before I get into, you know, details, I'm going to bless you right now with Lady Array's single, Afro Puffs. So go ahead and turn it up because it's going down right now on Forever Hot Topics.
I rock up and stuck with my Afro Puffs.
Hey, rock on with your band.
I rock. still don't love him. But you gotta give credit where credit is due. So women, back down and bow down to my homegirl, the lady of rage. She rocks rough and stuff with the afro puff, handcuff that she bum, and she guaranteed to tear it up. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, people, the lady of rage. You know what I'm saying? West Coast legendary, you dig? Who makes two Afro Puffs signature? The lady of rage. You know what I'm saying? That's just what the hell she did. You feel me? You feel me? So, her name is Robin Allen. Of course, you know her by the Lady of Rage. You know, she is an American rapper and actress, best known for her collaborations with several Death Row record artists, including Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg on the album The Chronic and Doggy Style. She has been described as one of the most skillful female MCs with a mastery of flow and hardcore lyrics. Yes, indeed. Work with the best of the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Dre and Snoop, you better know it. In 1994, that's when the hit single Afro Puffs came out. It was from the soundtrack Above the Rim. You know, she was doing her thing. And she came out with a book. Everybody write this down. Everybody write this down, man or female. No. But she came out with a book that describes her, like, rapping technique. It's called How to Rap. She talks about having strong vocabulary, writing poetry, having different styles of flow, using rest, researching lyrics, taking time to write lyrics, working with producers, doing guide vocals, and her compound rhymes in the track, you know what I'm saying? Unfuckwittable are broken down in that book. So go ahead and check out that book, How to Rap. She also branched off to acting. You know, she was next Friday. And, you know, she was doing her thing in there. You know, a lot of these women had branched off into the acting world. And that's just the way to be. You know what I'm saying? The music will take you here. It's on you to allow yourself to branch into other, you know, genres of business. It's good not to be closed-minded, to open up and to go beyond. You know what I'm saying? So, again, shout out to the Lady of Rage. It was an honor to meet you when I met you. I will never forget it. I will never forget it. So right now at this moment, I'm going to go to a music break. And, of course, I am giving it up for all the female artists, period, from the past to beyond, you know, because there's a lot of talented females out here that's up and coming. So I'm going to play right now the Cali Chicks. I love them. And they have these songs that's in my rotation. I love both of them. And I'm having a hard time trying to pick which one that I want to play. But for the most part, this one is a hit banger. So I got to play it. So here we go with the Cali Chicks. You know, you can check these girls out on Facebook, YouTube, Google them girls, you know what I'm saying? Because they definitely coming. The Cali Chicks, blowing money fast. That's C-A-L-I space C-H-I-triple-X. So go ahead, people. Turn it up. Show respect for your girl. Cali Chicks with blowing money fast. Woo-woo.
we live by. Money, horse, and niggas guaranteed to get it.
We stay fly.
Call me the captain, cause I got you shook. Murdering niggas with my verses, fuck it, with my hook. I'm charged up like a ram, attacking trick. On the grind, making money, but I get a grip. On that Fendi, Louis Versace, I must be a clock, everybody watch me. All money is illegal till you get caught. That's why we spend the money fast, they watch us like a hawk. Jumping out a new whip, healing push to start. No sleep, get this money like till dark. I change my niggas every time I change my ride. I ain't no hoe, that's just the model that we live by. Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, added to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it.
We stay fly.
Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. The haters hate to see me when they see me fucking with it. I'm a beast, something vicious. Big crib, got the maid doing the dishes. I'm hot, Asana. That's how we live, I'm a fucking piranha. So y'all goldfishes, I blow money. You get your money by snitching, bitch, it's funny.
I'm blowing money out my pocket like a millionaire. Feeling like Donald Trump, all you haters stare. It's blowing out like fairy dust, just call me Tinkerbell. I got my nigga ready just in case I need bail. Because he snitching that bitches, be quick to tell. My nigga ready with the burner, make you bitches yell. I'm tricking cash out my ass cause I got it. I like my money in my pockets and it's knotted. I got expensive habits, that's cause I got it. Making money in this game is no option.
Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, added to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it.
We stay fly.
I'm getting paid while you bitches in the fucking days. Try and find me, you trapped in the fucking maze. And you can find me by the light that my diamonds made. And when you find me, it's a pot of gold up in my safe. If you want, come here, bitch, let me see you take. Take this bullet to the front of your fucking face.
Oh, wonderful ending. I love that ending. Shout out, Miss Fields, girl. You killed it. Yes, indeed, people, Cali chicks, check out these hot up-and-coming females. Yes, blow her money fast, call it quick cash. I love them girls, they hot. And you know what they made me think about? They made me think about salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. Yes, indeed. You know what I'm saying? A group of hot females. Coming full throttle with the hot lyrics, the hot deliveries, just doing it as they do. You know what I'm saying? We're taking it from the past to beyond right now on Forever Hot Topics. It is definitely mayhem tonight, folks, and you better know it. Tonight is the night, people, where I'm taking the time to shine a light and focus on the female rap artists from past to present. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what this is about. That's just what it is. If anybody got any views, anything to say, let's get it in. The topic is female rappers. Where are they? You know, where? What's going on? You know, so that's basically what tonight is about. So these girls, the Cali chicks, you know, and what is it called? Motivated me or to bring up Salt and Pepper right now. You know what I'm saying? So Salt and Pepper was known as a trio, but if you was to look at their reality show that they came out with, I think it was last year or the year before, I don't know. But they came out with a reality show, and it was a lot that was said about the third member, because you mostly, of course, know about Salt and Pepper. But then you, of course, had DJ Spinderella.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes, for the most part, I mean, it's a trio, but known more so to be a duo. But for the most part, that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, Salt and Pepper. So right now, people, before I break it down on the bomb first, all-female rap crew, well, one of the first female rap crews, I'm going to go ahead and play Push It. Push It real good. And you better know it. See, man, I am loving this right now, man. These ladies is no joke, man. I'm definitely feeling this right now, you know. So if you're doing the same, go ahead and turn it up right now. Salt and Pepper, Push It. We're taking it from the past to beyond. It's going down right now in cyberspace. Mayhem, mayhem, mayhem right now on Forever Hot Topics. Turn it up. Better know it. Yes, indeed, folks.
salt and pepper with pussy. You know what I'm saying? These ladies ain't playing. Ain't playing. You know, it just is what it is. Yes. Salt and Pepper, hip-hop trio from Queens and Brooklyn, New York. You know, this group was formed in 1985. You know, and the group consisted of Cheryl Renee James, who is known, of course, as Salt, Sandra Denton, who is known as Peppa, and Deidre Roper, who is known as DJ Cinderella. You know, so that's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? One of the first all-time, yes, and all-female rap crews. You know what I'm saying? Major success under their belts, of course. You know what I'm saying? They have came a long way, especially when record companies at the time was, like, reluctant to sign rap artists. Of course, you know, they made their way in there, like, just what they do. You know what I'm saying? And that's all in good. You feel me? So, yes, indeed, folks, that's Salt and Pepper. Push it. You know what I'm saying? And check out their, they have right now a VH1, like, you know, show called Salt and Pepper to give you guys a light on what's going on in their lives right now. So that's just what it is. Tonight, folks, on Forever Hot Topics is definitely going down right now, shining a light on all the female MCs from the past to beyond. What are they doing? Where are they now? Like, you know, I also wanted to break down a couple of experiences that I've seen myself or that I've been through myself, why I think it's not a lot of female artists that's in the rap game. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be later on in the show. So right now, folks, I have a caller. Caller on the line, 323-241. What's up?
What's up, Miss Forever?
What's going on?
This is KU Nick from the Cali Chicks.
KU Nick, what's going on, girl?
Nothing. Just listening, enjoying the show. Big ups to giving, you know, respect and just paying homage to all the female rappers from new to old.
Definitely. Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm really enjoying the show. You know, hearing the old songs, bringing back memories. And and then hearing Cali Chick just made me feel even better. So I'm just enjoying the show right now. I'm just enjoying the show.
You're so crazy. Yes, girl, because you are definitely a part of this movement that I'm doing tonight, of course, on this show. You are a very talented rap artist. And not only that, you're in an all-female group.
Yes.
You know, and that's what makes it even more, like, interesting. You know what I'm saying? I love that I have the opportunity to meet people like yourselves and others that's out here doing the music thing as they do best, of course, especially as being a woman in this male-dominated industry. And so I just, for the topic, of course, I have to ask you, KU Nick. The topic is, of course, female rappers. Where are they? Like, why do you think there's a shortage of female MCs in the hip-hop game? What do you think it is? I mean, you're a female artist. You're going through the day-to-day thing. In your opinion, like, what do you think is going on?
I think that the rap industry think it's a male thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they only think that a few can do it. And they not really paying attention. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give them something to pay attention to. Because
yes, indeed.
I just think that they overlook us. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a voice in this industry. You have to have a voice.
Yes. And you know, go ahead and finish.
And I just hope that us female rappers can be put on the map, especially from West Coast, because when I was listening to the show, I just heard a lot of East Coast female rappers, which is great, but we need to bring this West Coast back.
Yes, yes. And I was thinking the same thing, too, when I was doing my research. I mean, we got Yo-Yo. We got the Lady of Rage. You know,
right,
Silky
right.
Fine. You know what I'm saying? It's just
right.
The numbers are low.
Yeah.
The numbers are low.
Yeah.
And the majority of the women are, unfortunately, on the East Coast. And, you know, that's been my biggest thing, too, with West Coast, especially me doing the whole West Coast movement.
Exactly.
It's still like that.
It's still like that, and we got to change
like
it.
I mean, here you got Nicki Minaj.
And forever, we got to change it.
You got Nicki Minaj just kicking down those. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Like, these females, there's a lot of females out here that is definitely doing it. Big.
Right. And they being overlooked.
Definitely, definitely. And look, this is what I observed, and I'm not saying it is what it is, but what I observed is that when I'm out and about, and I'm in Hollywood, and I'm doing these shows, and I'm networking with people, and the main people that's up there that's doing a lot as far as the, you know, West Coast rap game is concerned, like, you know, is, like, gangsters, pimps, hustlers, you know what I'm saying? Their mentality of women is that, you know, like, sex sells, and we're sexy, and we just supposed to you know, show our goodies, and
right.
It's all about the money, it's all about the image, you know, but no, it's about the talent, and that's where people like me and you and Sky Star and Wisdom and other female artists that I've ran to that's up and coming, you know, that's where they play a major part, and thank goodness that you still got female artists like Yo-Yo and Silky Fine who's out here showing love to all the upcoming female artists that's, you know, doing their thing.
Which is
so
awesome.
That's a plus.
Which is awesome, yeah. Which is awesome.
That's a definite plus. It's wonderful. And just like I said before, you know, seeing Lady of Rage at the club, like, you know, they're out here and they're looking. You know what I'm saying? So, I wanted to tell you guys about something, and this is for all the listeners too. But K Unique, I wanted you to know of the Best of the West Underground Artist Search.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's hosted by, you know, Rick Hard and Diss Mose, of course. Is
right, right. Shout out to Rick Hard.
Oh, yes, all day, every day. And so I wanted to do this right now, if everybody got pens and pads and everything, you know. Best of the West Underground Artist Search. The dates will be January 27th. February 5th, February 10th, and February 24th people that's backing it up, of course, is the Serious Pimp, the Dog Pound. You know what I'm saying? They're out here right now looking for some new talent.
Okay.
So,
Good info. You guys better get y'all pen and pad. And
hello.
Get info and networking.
Yes, definitely.
I'm with it.
It's going to be held at, of course, which is the place that you have first took me to. Now it's like popping. I don't know what's going on, but it's going to be held at 366 East 2nd Street, Los Angeles, 2nd Street Jazz Cafe.
Yes, I did many shows there.
Guys, you gotta come out.
We did shows together there. Yes, you guys gotta come out. Yeah, so
that's definitely what it do. So, come on. And that's another thing. My whole fight right now, too, and me and Sky Star, we was talking about this last night, how it's important for female artists to come together. Like, because we're so limited, it's like, damn, we got it hard with the fellas, and we got it hard with each other.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it just seems like when females get to be around each other, it's just so much competition going on to where everybody egos get in the way, and it shouldn't be like that. Like, let's rock together. Let's have fun. Right. Let's do
see, because men, that's the thing. See, that's the thing. See, men do that. Like, of course, guys are very competitive.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Guys could have friendly, competitive, like, you know, friendly, competitive, like, mentality towards the people that's around them. But at the same time, they still know how to kick it together, make music together.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
You feel me? So
that's all we need.
Yeah,
that's
females need to learn, like, it's time to come together. Like, if female artists, female rap artists just knew to come together, put that pride aside, because what I noticed is, yeah, it's a lot of people out there. Yeah, there's Nicki Minaj. Yeah, there's Lil' Kim. Yeah. But you know what? There's not a forever, though. There's not the Kelly
right.
though.
Right,
there's
right.
Not, you
that's
know what I'm saying?
Coming. We come
exactly.
In
so everybody is their own individual, and that's what makes everybody different and unique. If that's who you
right.
are, you're going to be successful. Just be yourself.
Exactly.
That's all. Have fun with it. That's the whole thing. And I know a lot of dudes like, it's a lot of drama, females and this, that, and the other, but for the most part,
that's
hey.
True. That's true.
Hey, you know, the game has changed.
And I know
the game has changed.
I know a lot of major labels want you to sex sales, but if you just notice that Yo-Yo, MC Light, they didn't have to do that.
Girl, come on.
They need to do I.
Come on. Yo-Yo, MC Light, the brat. Man.
Queen Latifah, come on now.
Man, that was the
Ray.
Most. What? And then you got Roxanne Shantae, little youngster, wearing little jeans on her. Like, come on now. Where did this come from?
Like,
where did
come
all
on,
this
man.
Sex stuff come from? Oh, you gotta have this. You gotta have that. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's funny. But you got people like Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown who came
Trina.
Off with the whole seductive stuff. Yeah, Trina who flipped
right.
up, you know, the whole, oh, okay, so this is how the female rap artist is supposed to look. This is how the female rap artist is supposed to look. Then you got Lil' Kim who was the most, just revealing the most, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Which came to Nicki Minaj, you
right.
know, who just skin tight, everything tight, ass out, waist in, titties out. Like, what is that about? You feel me? Now it's more, like, ridiculous with Nicki Minaj because she's, like, a whole nother character.
Right. And that's
she's
cool.
Just,
if they want to do that. That's cool for them, but it shouldn't be based on every female rap artist.
Exactly, and I definitely agree. Like, someone like myself should be able to come up there, like, with a suit on. You know what I'm saying? Like, MC Light.
And just start
you know.
Spitting, looking like a lawyer.
Exactly. Like, look, I'm a boss. This is what I got to say. Love or leave it alone. Where all this, oh, I got to shake my ass, and I got to, nah. You know, but that's
right.
what it's about. Hey, but it's all about change. You know, when that stuff get normal, when you come out on some regular stuff, that's going to be the news.
Exactly.
Like, everything keeps, like, circling. Like I said earlier in the show, my mom was like, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, and it's not.
And she absolutely right.
Everything is a cycle. Everything's going to keep repeating
it's
itself, just like
life.
Bell bottoms.
They say the cycle of life, and that's what it is. The yes, cycle of definitely. Life.
Definitely.
Ain't nothing new.
Not at all.
Nothing
but, you know,
new.
I'm so happy that you called, girl.
Yes, I have to call because it's so, I love this topic. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Silky E. Fine, which I had an opportunity to meet at an all-female rap contest, which Cali Chick took first place. Big ups to Cali Chick. They did their thing. She was one of the judges. She saw a lot of energy in us. She seen that our delivery was good. We got skills, and she loved us, and we won first place. But shout out to Silky E. Fine.
Definitely,
and
because she's doing it.
Forever for having the hot topics popping. You
hey,
know, let the unsigned artists promote themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm still looking for a new female rapper to join the Cali Chicks. So if you're out there and you want to join the hottest group on the West Coast, hit Forever up, and she'll tell you the info, or you can hit us up at CaliChicks@gmail.com.
Yes, folks.
Signing off. Stay unique.
yes, folks. The Cali Chicks, CaliChixx. So keep
yes.
that in mind. And yes, female rap artists who is out there listening right now know that the Cali Chicks is looking for another member. So bring it. Bring it. Let's do it.
Yes,
that's
yes. I got to put it down so we can kill it. We killing it. So just keep doing your thing forever. You're a hot artist also. And
thank
I think
you,
we West Coast, we about to show them that the West Coast can do it too.
Hey, and I definitely agree. So let's get it in.
Let's get it in.
All right, Dale. Thank you for calling, and you have
no
a wonderful
problem.
Night. And stay warm. Damn.
I will. Heater on blast. All
Hello.
Right. See you later.
All right. God bless. Yes, indeed, people. Forever Hot Topics is definitely in effect right now. That was my girl, Kay Unique, one of the members of the lovely Cali Chicks. Shout out to my girl, Miss Fields. And no, they are looking for another member to be a part of their empire and what they have going. So definitely you can hit me up or, you know, hit up KUNEET on Facebook, Cali Chicks, Miss Fields, forever, you know, hit us up. We there, you know what I'm saying? All over Facebook, Google us, you know, do the damn thing. Yes. So my girl mentioned someone who is funny because, you know, great minds think alike. Silky Fine is definitely out here. She's always around where, you know, people is doing their rap thing, performing, you know what I'm saying? I had a opportunity to meet Silky Fine when I did a show in the Valley. You know, I do so many shows, I just forgot where it was, but she was feeling my style, she was feeling my swag, and, you know, we got together, we did a song, and from there, it's just been cool. I see her, she see me, you know, that's just what it is. You know, Silky Fine is definitely legendary, and, you know, it's so wonderful to be able to tell her that to her face. You know what I'm saying? That she is very much so well respected, and she is a legend when it comes down to the West Coast female artists. You know what I'm saying? She's doing it, and she's doing it mighty, mighty big. So right now, I'm going to take the time, and I'm going to take you back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you remember a little something, something. Right now, folks, I'm going to play Silky Fine, Romeo and Juliet. So turn it up.
Like my king, cause you're royal, and only give my love to you because because I'm loyal. Escape with me, come over to my place. I'll teach you a few things in love making. Now I can't wait, I won't wait. So take me by my arms and rock me, baby, because I'ma always and forever be your lady.
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on the platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yeah.
After our first night, you discovered who's the bomb, it's mommy. LA's finest with my top dogs all around me. Down to ride, Waters and Bonnie and Clyde with sexual healing, deep feelings. Baby, check my vibe. There'll never be a love like me that got your back in this industry, that got your back in these streets. So you don't have to worry about me on the creep. And I don't want you ever to try to play me cheap, cause I don't sleep around because it's sleazy. Good lesson taught by my big homie Easy. I got to compliment you on how you please me. Touch me, but don't tease me. Now put it in nice and easy and rub my body down. I'm feeling wheezy and cuddle up to me, cause now I'm getting sleepy. But I'ma be dedicated to this relation, so stay away from all them cowards so it cannot be player hated. Cause if you're with me, booty, keep it real. And if I catch you sleeping around, then I'm gonna have to chill. When you find good love, you best to keep it. I'm putting all my sisters up on game, so watch and peep it.
It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yeah. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to get you wet. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And it's gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant.
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on the platter. Man, Silky Fine, and you better know it. That's Silky Fine, and you better mother know it, baby. Yes, female rapper from South Central Los Angeles and former member of the unreleased group GBM from Eazy-E's Ruthless Records. She started rapping while in high school and after getting a college degree, recorded her 1998 debut, Raw Silk, on RCA. She later released her second album, The Come Up, on Rough Town in the year 2000. She toured with Bone Thugs and Harmony and made numerous guest appearances on hip-hop albums in the late 90s. She had a hit solo song, of course, What I Just Played, in 1998, Romeo and Juliet, which reached number 6 on Billboard's. You know what I'm saying? She briefly reappeared a couple of years later with a song called Your Style, featuring Snoop Dogg and Busy Bone. In 2010, Silky Fine resurfaced back into the rap game. She dropped 2 songs on her official MySpace page, and you can also check her out on Twitter, Facebook, and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? A major salute to Silky Fine. You know what I'm saying? So definite, definite shout out to her. You heard from another upcoming rap artist, rap female artist that, you know, hey, Silky Fine is out there. She's doing her thing. And she's always around new talent. And that's what I really admire about her, regardless of whatever. You know what I'm saying? She's an excellent woman. She's someone to remember. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a major legend. So, yes, indeed, because where we at, folks? Where we at? We in California, eh? You know what I'm saying? Of course, I was born and raised to South Central LA. And this is home, you know what I'm saying? So I always, always, always have to bring it back home, you know? And when I was talking to Kay Unique, she also brought up something too. Yes. There is a lot of female rappers, of course, that's getting recognition and everything. And they're mostly from the East Coast, you know. That make me want to move over there, but nah, I'm just playing. I love my home. This is where I am. And those of you that's out there listening right now, times have changed. It's about image, swag, your message, what you do, how you do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all that women have their place and women is only worth that, all that shit is dead gone. You know what I'm saying? Dead gone. Times have changed. Women is out here bossing up to the fullest. So me being a female rap artist, I find it very important to develop this, like, image of your own world to where you're invincible. You know, nothing around you phases you. You feel me? Because there's a lot of dudes, they think they could talk to you any kind of way. You know, they think this and they thinking that. Let them think. You know, they want to say women is emotional creatures. We're all emotional creatures. It's just women more so act on their emotions. You feel me? They more so just do what they do like that. And I think that's what makes bomb MCs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let them have it. It seemed like, you know, like the women were more like hardcore back in the late 80s, early 90s. They was more like, look, their voice was like dominance. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be like that, ladies. Like, it's all about being yourself. It's all about being unique and who you are. You know, it's all about branching into different things. Like, you could combine rap with pop, jazz, or just rock and roll, like, whatever you want to do. You don't have to be a gangster. You don't have to be a hustler. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to be something that's like the men. My whole thing is this, simply, as we are women, let's stay feminine. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, I mean, there has been several different rap personalities out here. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is just be who you are. Be yourself. Be feminine. Do you, like, the dudes is out here already doing it. You don't want to have no girls out here, like, you know, trying to be like a dude type of stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just be who you are and just get it in just like that. Like, basically, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, that is what it do for tonight on Forever Hot Topics. Oh, my, oh, my. I had so much fun. But check it out, folks. There's going to be a continuance to the topic, female rappers, where are they? It's not going to be next Monday, but it's going to be the following Monday. And at that time, I'll be able to, of course, you know,
shine a light on the female artists from the past to the present that I did not get to touch on tonight. You know, women such as Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Nicki Minaj, and Eve, The Brat, Lauryn Hill, Remy Ma, like bow, bow, bow. So I'm definitely, definitely bringing back the topic, female rappers, where are they? So stay tuned in, because it's definitely going down. And I'm so excited to say, for next week, people, I'm going to have T.C. Bradshaw in the spaceship, folks. And you better know it. And you better know it. So stay tuned, because it's going down like it always does every Monday on Forever Hot Topics. So right now, I want to take this moment to, again, shout out Yo-Yo, Roxanne Shante, MC Light, The Lady of Rage, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper, Silky Fine. You guys are well received. I love you all. I look up to you all. And I have nothing but, like I said just a minute ago, R-E-S-P-E-C-T for you ladies, and always will. And for the upcoming female rap artists, keep doing what you're doing. Do it best, because it's going down, especially in the West. We're coming with that West Coast movement, and it's moving. So join your girl, Forever the Realist, next week, Monday, on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Shout out to Trey Love, and know that he will be coming out with his hit single under Big Wig Entertainment, titled A Boy Needs a Girl, February 14th. So check it out. That'll be a wrap for tonight. So listen to your girl next week. Much love. Deuces.